Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
I'd like to start today's podcast by reading the following poem called Time. Steadily time ticks away and slides into shadow another day. I cannot stop the furious pace of days whose mornings seem to race into the night. How many casual thoughts of kindnesses undone have brushed against distracted mind as softly as a butterfly alights, and yet I took small notice in my pell-mell pace. And they would find a far more willing host. Regret soon settles, hunched on the branches of my soul, to glean the leavings of my looking back until the bones, once fleshed with all the things that could have been, are picked quite bare. Steadily time ticks away, and yet, as gift, another day. The dawn arises once again, and the small miracle of bud to flower still delights my eyes. To all the pleasure of the world around, to my surprise, hope places her small hand in mine and urges me to start anew. Joy is my companion once again. A breath of air drawn deeply, and steps are once more firm with my resolve that though the day will soon become a faded dream, the shadow shall not find me in despair, listening only to the ticking of the clock. This beautiful poem was written by Diana Wallace Taylor and comes from a collection of poems from her book Wings of the Wind. In addition to her book of poetry, Diana is the author of several other popular fiction books. Her writing talents have earned her several awards, including the Sherwood Elliott Wirt Writer of the Year Award, as well as several Gold Medallion and Silver Medallion Awards. I had the privilege of meeting Diana recently at a conference, and I heard her amazing story of her journey as an author. At the young age of 12, Diana knew that her purpose in life was to write. But from the time she was 12 until her first book was actually published, well, life happened. And boy, did life ever happen to Diana. Her life could have been an obstacle course to train Navy SEALs. I mean, she faced just that many daunting challenges. But she persevered through it all, and finally her first book was published. And the rest is history, a history that's still being written, by the way. I mentioned that at 12 years old, she knew she was going to be a writer. Well, how old was she when her first book was actually published? 71 years old. That's right, the beautiful age of 71. Diana's life is a living example of the passage in the book of Ecclesiastes which says, "The race isn't given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to he who endures to the end." I encourage you to read more about Diana's amazing story and pick up some of her works. She is an absolutely phenomenal writer, and you'll be blessed by her books. You can find more about her at www.dianawallacetaylor.com. That's www.dianawallacetaylor.com. I hope her story inspires you to hang in there. And remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to close each podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious, precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. It was great spending this time together. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.